The swans took flight slowly as the boy ran to Antonia, grabbed the ball, then pushed her down. Her black coat flared out behind her. Her black shoes flew right off her feet. "Stop it!" Sally called out. Her first words in a year. The children on the playground all heard her. They took off running together, as far away as possible from Antonia Owens, who might hex you if you did her wrong, and from her aunts, who might boil up garden toads and slip them into your stew, and from her mother, who was so angry and protective, she might just freeze you in time, ensuring that you were forever trapped on the green grass at the age of 10 or 11. Sally packed their clothes that same night. She loved the aunts and knew they meant well, but what she wanted for her girls was something the aunts could never provide. She wanted a town where no one pointed when her daughters walked down the street. She wanted her own house, where birthday parties could be held in the living room, with streamers and a hired clown and a cake, and a neighborhood where every house was the same and not a single one had a slate roof where squirrels nested, or bats in the garden, or woodwork that never needed polishing. In the morning, Sally phoned a real estate broker in New York, then lugged her suitcases out to the porch. The aunts insisted that no matter what, the past would follow Sally around. She'd wind up like Jillian, a sorry soul that only grew heavier in each new town. She couldn't run away, that's what they told her. But in Sally's opinion, there was no proof of that. No one had driven the old station wagon for over a year, but it started right up and was sputtering like a kettle as Sally got her girls settled into the back seat. The aunts vowed she'd be miserable, and they shook their fingers at her. But as soon as Sally took off, the aunts began to shrink until they were like little black toadstools waving goodbye at the far end of the street where Sally and Jillian used to play hopscotch on hot August days, when they had only each other for company, and the asphalt all around them was melting into black pools. Sally got onto Route 95 and went south, and she didn't stop until Kylie woke, sweaty and confused, and extremely overheated beneath the black woolen blanket that smelled of lavender, the scent that always clung to the aunt's clothes. Kylie had been dreaming that she was being chased by a flock of sheep. She called out, "Baa, baa," in a panicky voice, then climbed over the seat to be closer to her mother. Sally soothed her with a hug and the promise of ice cream. But it wasn't so easy to deal with Antonia.